Welcome to Morondoy. To all intents and purposes, everything seems to be pretty okay. But that's just how it seems.
Morondoy comes to you in association with Republic Bank Guyana Limited, Guyana Lottery Company, SPADS Incorporated, and the Small Business Bureau, urging you to stay safe by washing or sanitizing your hands, wearing masks, covering your nose and mouth if you sneeze or cough, and maintaining physical distancing. In response to the anticipated impact as a result of the COVID-19 pandemic, Republic Bank seeks to strengthen support to our valued customers by introducing several measures, effective March 23, 2020, for an initial period of 6 months. They include reduction in overdraft interest rate, moratoria on personal and mortgage loans, debt restructuring, temporary increase of overdraft and credit card limits, and automatic waivers on late and over-limit fees on credit cards. For more information, please visit our website, www.republicguyana.com. That's www.republicguyana.com.
Hey, Scratch players, it's here, our big money instant ticket game where you can win up to $5 million. Yes, for only $2,000 per ticket, you have 28 chances to scratch and win cash prizes instantly. It's so easy to play. Reveal a cash symbol in any of the cash spots and win the prize shown. Match any of your numbers to any of the winning numbers and win the prize shown for that number. Find a money bag symbol and automatically win the prize shown, or find a 10 times symbol and win 10 times the prize shown. Imagine what you could buy with your big money $5 million scratch ticket. So, buy a ticket today, and remember, a ticket a day could make you rich today.
Contractors and home builders, whether it's wood, metal, or concrete, you can assemble everything faster and stronger with expansion anchor bolts from SPADS Incorporated. Building a swimming pool, SPADS will help you select the best materials, and garden lovers can get all the accessories to make the garden beautiful. SPADS Incorporated also stocks a variety of water pumps and steel and fiberglass pressure tanks, and the new air over water pressure tank constructed from NSF and FDA listed materials. No more bladders or air cells bursting. Their treatment and filtration systems will ensure your water supply is safe for the family. For a good pump and better water, it's SPADS Incorporated, 268 Thomas Street, telephone 225-4672.
When last we were in Morondoy, Anil told Sunny that he had paid Benicia $300,000 to leave Morondoy and stop bothering him. Marla was going to the bank and he cautioned her to be protective. Unique and Divine discussed the distribution of hampers by the ministry and the installation of hand washing facilities. Divine mentioned that Pepper had not been around for a week and was not adhering to the COVID-19 advisories. Unique asked Sunny to call her about it. Patsy wasn't feeling well and Sunny gave her the hotline numbers for her to call. As we return, Sunny is on the phone with Pepper.
I must be a special person that the village chairman calling me.
How are you doing, Pepper?
I'm up on the road, eh? Wow.
Why are you up on the road?
What do you mean, why are you up on the road? I had to come out and take a little fresh air.
I was made to understand that you ain't taking your precaution when it comes to the coronavirus.
Look, when this thing first start, I do everything they tell me to do. I stop at all the public hand washing places the ministry installed in the village, washing me hands and singing happy birthday. But then Ryan tell me, oh, I got to wear the mask. Sonny, you know that as a real girl, don't cut up me little runnings.
It's vanity over health.
Look, I know nobody Morondoy that got the virus. I safe.
But it's only in Morondoy you're there. You ain't been to other places since?
I've been down to town, yes. But nobody ain't cough or nothing near me.
But you coughing, Pepper?
I smoking a cigarette, you know.
Pepper, people could have the coronavirus and not show any symptoms for 2 weeks. I'm begging you. Stay home and take your precautions.
How are we going to stay home all the time? You know how boring this is, Mr. Village Chairman? Like you want to jump overboard or something.
What is?
I can't lock up in no house all the time. I as a woman got to see people.
Well, if you end up with coronavirus and dead, you ain't gonna ever see anybody again.
Like you wishing bad upon me.
Peppa, please. As the man responsible for the affairs of Morundi, I'm begging you. Stay in your house. It's not that difficult, Peppa. You could find things to occupy your time.
What I can do whole day? That one Ryan tell me don't go back by here because I ain't wearing no mask when I go out.
Here what, Peppa? You got the kitchen garden.
I look like a farmer. I'd try and start up one, but it didn't work out.
How about if you try again?
It's just so you'd start a kitchen garden with no seeds or nothing.
You have the bears already, right?
Yes. The bears are right in the yard. They're dry.
Hero, I'm going to pass by you and drop some seeds and compost by the gate.
You ain't want to come near me, right?
Peppa, I don't know how much you expose yourself to this thing already. And I can't take any risk. I am a diabetic. And you know if you have underlying conditions, it could be worse for you if you contract this virus.
All right.
So, this afternoon, I'm going to drop the seeds and the compost and come bright and early tomorrow morning. You're going to make yourself busy by starting to plant.
Look, you ain't going to talk to me like no child.
You don't hear the field, Peppa.
Thanks, though. At least they're going to keep me a little busy.
Oh, you can start your own compost heap, too. You know, compost is one of the best things for plants.
Yeah. Whatever. Just drop your thing by the gate and I can pick them up.
Good.
Vibes FM at the proper station. Chat your mouth.
DJ Anis. My love. Is every day you going to wipe down these walls with bleach?
How you mean, Monica? We can't take no chances with this virus. I can sanitize every day till this thing done.
Well, I hope you keep it up when the pandemic over too, because you've been very helpful and I love it.
Don't carry on like I don't work hard day and night on the chicken farm.
All right, Lauren.
By the way, Sister Patsy called me. She wants some chicken.
How much?
£2.
You can carry it or you want I carry it?
I could carry it.
Let she throw the money through the window and left the chicken by she door. She been parading all over the village and we ain't know what she pick up.
True.
By the way, you hear from Divine?
Yeah, I talked to she this morning.
How things over there with she, Ryan and Pepper?
Well, apparently Ryan stopped Peppa from going to the house because she ain't been taking precautions.
God damn woman, the while. I don't know how he got himself tied up with she.
Well, Divine do what she do.
Yeah, but a decent guy like Ryan for mix himself up with Peppa.
Mm-hmm.
And it's true she ain't taking precautions because every time I sit down on the veranda, I see she passing up and down like she haunted. Not a mask.
And it's people like them putting all of you at risk.
Somebody need to sit she down and explain to them that it's not only we they're putting at risk, but the healthcare people as well. Them poor nurses and doctors working hard.
Yeah, we got to really salute them people, yeah?
I hear the David G boss is helping out though. They're carrying the nurses to work and so.
I'm glad to hear though. I really got to commend the Ministry of Public Health for keeping me up to date with the news.
And the Ministry of Communities. UNC is all over the day installing public hand washing facilities.
Yeah, man.
Plus they're sharing out sanitization supplies and doing wellness checks on the elderly.
We all in this thing together, love.
Now is a good time for people to plant more. Everybody now know how important vitamin C is and how good fruits good.
Well, I think they always, you know. It's just that now they realize how important it is for pay attention to your health.
One good thing that could come from this pandemic is that people can start trying to live more healthy.
I wouldn't be surprised if at the end of this, more people start exercising, change up the diet and so.
Everybody should try to plant something. You know, a couple trees, start your kitchen garden, something.
But you know what this with the ministry and study telling people all along? Now we see how really important it is.
Exactly.
We got to pay attention to waste disposal too.
Mm-hmm.
part of fighting this virus is keeping your environment clean. I hope more people are conscious about how they dispose of the garbage.
Yes, make a conscious effort to lessen the waste. All the time they're telling me to reuse, recycle, repair.
Yes, all them things make more sense now.
I really hope people ain't gonna see it fit to dump anything on the streets in Morundi again. It gets to a point where I feel if Sonny them find people doing that, they should prosecute them. Some people ain't gonna stop until they get jail, even if it's for a week.
Well, I know that they could jail people for dumping. I know if they catch you, you could get charged and pay a fine.
Jail and fine would see a faster end to it, trust me.
Well, let me hope it don't come to that.
Yeah, anyway, I gotta weigh out this chicken and then you could drop it by Patsy.
All right, my dear.
Lawrence, you gonna come inside and give me a proper hello?
Sister Patsy, just throw the money through the window and I gonna hang the chicken on the gate.
Like you feel I got the virus? I been on the ministry website and do the self-test and they tell me my chances of being infected are very low.
I'm glad to hear that, but that don't mean we must stop practicing the physical distancing. I could have the virus and ain't showing no symptoms. You don't wanna infect it, right?
Here, look. Take your money and go on quick. Left the chicken right there. I got to make sure I spray down the bag when you gone.
Good.
By the way, how was your daughter?
Divine fine.
It's true Ignatius' son finally left Pepper?
Sister Patsy, even in the midst of the pandemic, you mean for talk name?
Not because I lock up in this household, it means I ain't getting the files. I talking name even more now because people bored and want people talk on the phone or WhatsApp. Or whatever the case may be.
Well, you can't expect me to discuss me daughter and your husband business with you.
All I ask is if the boy left Pepper.
Why you don't call Pepper and ask she?
You know, ba? There's a good idea.
All right. Later.
It's where you get your mask from, by the way.
Monica seamstress, friend make these.
Oh, lovely. You could get two for me? I got one, but it would be lovely to get a few more.
I'm gonna ask Monica.
All right, good. Take care.
Yeah. Later. Pepper!
Oh, hey, Sonny.
Look, I left the compost and the seed there.
thanks.
You coughing still?
Yeah. Couple days now, I got this coughing like it ain't going nowhere.
Really? I thought you'd be smoking a cigarette when I talked to you earlier.
Yes, I was. Must be just the cold.
You got any other symptoms?
Like what?
Fever or so?
No, man. It's just a cough.
You sure?
Yeah.
All right, listen. If you feel it getting more serious, or you have a fever, or a sore throat, or anything like that, call the hotline.
Look, me got no coronavirus. It's just a little cough.
Peppa, I'm just telling you, you got to be safe.
All right. Drive your canter and go along your way, man. You don't have a frighten you catch anything from me, because you sit down in your canter and I'd tail by me gate.
All right, later.
Some people just know how to upset you. Is why this one calling me? Hello?
Hello, my dear. It's Mrs. Pratt.
What do you want?
Just checking up on my fellow citizens to make sure all is well during this season of COVID-19.
Aye, all right.
So, how is everything otherwise?
Everything okay.
How are you and Ignatius' son?
What do you mean, how mean Ignatius' son? Is that you call me for?
Like a touch around, but...
Sister Patsy, look.
Is why you coughing so? Like you got the coronavirus?
Lady, why you don't...
Look, let me hang up this phone. They need to quarantine you right away.
Oh, crass. A young bouncing and flouncing. Corona can't catch me.
You have been listening to today's episode of Murundoy.
Murundoy came to you in association with Republic Bank Guyana Limited, Guyana Lottery Company, SPADS Incorporated, and the Small Business Bureau, urging you to exercise all safety measures as we fight COVID-19 together.